Reducing the Gulf Hypoxic Zone. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. Well, the Gulf of Mexico Hypoxic Zone, the area adjacent to the Mississippi River that is depleted of oxygen required to support most marine life, was measured in July at 58,000 square miles. The goal of a 2008 action plan was to reduce the zone to a five-year running average of 2,000 square miles by 2015. But researchers say little progress has been made, adding that there's no evidence nutrient loading to the Gulf has decreased. Therefore, biogeochemist Mark David has proposed a way forward through a partnership of researchers working closely with farmers to develop the suite of practices that are needed to reduce nutrient losses from agricultural fields. David says working with farmers is essential to develop realistic practices on real-world farms, to document the effectiveness and to communicate the environmental and socioeconomic results regionally. The researchers believe having farmers actively participate with researchers to develop realistic suites of practices could aid in widespread regional acceptance. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.